This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces are pressing ahead with their offensive in towns and cities in eastern Ukraine and are continuing airstrikes on the Azovstal steel mill in the port city of Mariupol. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The airstrikes on the Azovstal steel plant came as Ukraine offered to release Russian prisoners in exchange for the safe evacuation of badly injured Ukrainian fighters holed up inside the plant. Ukraine's deputy prime minister has said that negotiations for the swap were underway. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military said Russian forces also fired artillery and grenade launchers at Ukrainian troops in the direction of Zaporizhia and also north of the city of Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine. The military also reported Russian strikes in the Chernihiv and Sumy regions to the north. I'm Karen Chamas.
In response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Finland's President Sauli Niinisto and Prime Minister Sanna Marin Thursday expressed their approval for joining NATO, a move that would complete a major policy shift for the country. In a joint statement, the two leaders said NATO membership would strengthen Finland's security, and as a member of NATO, Finland would strengthen the entire defensive alliance. They said Finland must apply for NATO membership without delay and expressed hope the national steps still needed to make the decision would be taken rapidly within the next few days. The leaders said they came to their decision after allowing time for Finland's parliament and public to consider the matter and to consult with NATO and neighboring Sweden. Officials in Sweden are expected to consider their own possible NATO application in the coming days. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said late last month that if Finland and Sweden were to apply, they will be welcomed, and he would expect the process to be quick. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will appeal for a renewed international commitment to attacking the COVID-19 pandemic as he convenes the second global COVID-19 summit Thursday. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
8 months after the president used the first summit to announce an ambitious pledge to donate 1.2 billion vaccine doses to the world, the urgency of the U.S. and other nations to respond has waned. Although more infectious variants are rising and billions throughout the world remain unprotected, the momentum for vaccinations and treatments has faded. The White House says Biden will address the opening of the virtual summit with pre-recorded comments and will make the case that addressing COVID-19 must remain an international priority. Mike Hempin, Washington.
That virtual global summit comes as the U.S. marks its 1 millionth death from COVID-19. President Biden issued a statement Thursday noting the tragic milestone, saying each death was an irreplaceable loss. He said the U.S. has been changed forever by the pandemic and said as a nation we must not grow numb to such sorrow. He also said the nation must remain vigilant against the pandemic and continue to do everything we can to save as many lives as possible with more testing, vaccines, and treatments. He urged Congress to sustain those resources. The 1 millionth mark represents about one death for every 327 U.S. citizens, or more than the entire population of of San Francisco or Seattle. By the time the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic on March 11, 2020, the virus had just claimed 36 lives in the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court's nine justices will gather in private Thursday for their first scheduled meeting since the leak of a draft opinion that would overrule Roe v. Wade and sharply curtail abortion rights in roughly half the U.S. states. The meeting in the justices' private wood-paneled conference room could be a tense one in a setting noted for its decorum. No one aside from the justices attends the meetings, and the most junior among them, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, is responsible for taking notes. Thursday's conference comes at an especially fraught moment with the future of abortion rights at stake and an investigation underway to try to find those responsible for the leaked draft. Chief Justice John Roberts last week confirmed the authenticity of the opinion revealed by online news site Politico in ordering the court's marshal to undertake an investigation. And the National Trade Group representing the U.S. gambling industry reports that despite soaring inflation, lagging supply chains, and a COVID-19 pandemic that just won't go away, U.S. casinos recorded their best month in their history in March. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russian forces are pressing ahead with their offensive in eastern Ukraine and continuing airstrikes on the Azovstal steel mill in the port city of Mariupol. Reporting for your